The results are in. Milwaukee's next county executive will either be David Crowley or Chris Larson. Both are Democrats who serve in the state legislature, Crowley in the Assembly and Larson in the Senate. WUWM's Susan Bentz brings us more from the David Crowley camp.
It was a big night for David Crowley. However, we'll have to take that assessment from Milwaukee Alderman Cavalier Johnson. Johnson endorsed Crowley and stood in for him as supporters celebrated his victory in the Milwaukee County Executive primary. Crowley was delayed because of a long state assembly session yesterday in Madison. Here's Johnson speaking at Crowley's party in the Brownsville neighborhood.
I've known David for about 20 years. David and I went to high school together, and I can tell you from my own personal experience, knowing David as a friend, as a brother on a very personal level, that David has a tremendous track record of bringing people together. He has a tremendous track record of being a stand-up person who looks out for the interests of the community that he serves, and I think people really saw that message, and it really resonated with people across the county.
Alderman Johnson says Crowley is running for Milwaukee County Executive to ensure that his kids and all residents, no matter their zip code, receive quality services and have access to opportunity.
He's going to be fighting for racial equity. He's going to be fighting to make sure that we have a robust transit system that gets people from their neighborhood to locations where there's opportunities for family-supporting jobs. He's going to be fighting to make sure that we protect Milwaukee County parks. These are things that everybody in Milwaukee County, no matter what municipality you live in, can resonate with and can get behind. And David's going to be the champion to deliver on those things.
Johnson says he believes David Crowley can deliver despite Milwaukee County's financial woes, from its staggering structural deficit to daunting pension obligations.
Young people who are sitting back at our former high school, Bayview High School, and for so many other people of color in this community, that sends a tremendous message about what the way forward can be, what can happen if you put hard work ahead and you stay at it. I think it's going to be a tremendous win, not just for him and for his family, but for all of our county.
Last night's celebration will be followed by intense campaigning. Crowley has less than 2 months to convince residents he'll do a better job for Milwaukee County than his competitor, Chris Larson. The spring election is April 7th. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
I'm Emily Files, reporting from Milwaukee County Executive Candidate Chris Larson's campaign. Preliminary results show Larson as the top vote-getter in the county exec primary. He celebrated his win with supporters, including union leaders and public education advocates.
How's everybody doing?
Hey.
All right. Fantastic.
In his victory speech, Larson presented himself as a champion for the downtrodden and a voice for unity.
People who have been left behind are going to have a seat at the table of a Larson administration, especially African-American neighbors, LGBTQ neighbors, senior neighbors, neighbors who fought for our county, for our country in the military, neighbors who are tirelessly serving their community as teachers.
Larson is currently a Democratic senator representing Milwaukee in the state legislature. He challenged Chris Abele for county executive 4 years ago, but lost. If elected this time, Larson says his top priorities would be to end family homelessness, protect senior services, revitalize county parks, and secure dedicated transit funding. When asked what distinguishes him from his opponent, David Crowley, Larson emphasized his pledge to reject big money in his campaign.
I think the biggest one at this point is we have a longer history of standing up at the state, standing up at the county, standing up to big moneyed interests when push comes to shove. And I think at this point, people are going to be looking for a leader that is looking out for the community first, looking out for the average person who's been shouldered out of the process.
Larson says in the weeks leading up to the general election, he's going to campaign in each of the county's 19 municipalities and visit all of its more than 100 parks. Many have suffered from deferred maintenance because of the county's tight budget. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.